The main thing that's wrong with doing nothing is that you never know when you are finished. This decision to get on board with Anchor has been one of the most amazing decisions that this ministry has made. 4 Minute Church, Pastor Oscar Smith speaking. Please give it some consideration. Podcasting, Anchor has all the tools. Every episode, you're able to put background music. They're just so helpful. And in fact, I'm using this platform to reach beyond where the 4 Minute Church ever thought it would go. So it's a good opportunity to get in touch with Anchor. And come on, let's get on board with this. God not only loves his children, he takes great pleasure in each one of us. You know, Joshua and Caleb stood in the midst of Israel and cried, "If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us." And we find that in Numbers 14, verse 8. That's right. Joshua and Caleb, you know, when we say God not only loves his children, he takes great pleasure in us. We find Joshua and Caleb stood in the midst of Israel and cried, "If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us." And that, again, is Numbers chapter 14, verse 8. What a simple, what a powerful declaration. They were saying, because our Lord delights in us, he will vanquish every giant. And I don't know about you, but I have tears in my eyes as I share this with you. The giants have been released in this world. Giants. One giant that I could tell you about right now is the pandemic. The other giant is all of this, all these other agendas that have come on the scene. And what a simple yet powerful declaration when you and I can say, because our Lord delights in us, he takes great pleasure in us, he will vanquish every giant. Therefore, we must not look at our obstacles, but keep our eyes on our Lord's great love for us. All throughout Scripture, we read that God delights in us, but the blameless in their ways are his delight. And it does start off with but the blameless in their ways are his delight. And we find that in one of my favorite books, the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 11, verse 20. The prayer of the upright is his delight. And you'll find that in Proverbs 15, 8. The prayer of the upright is his delight. My strong enemy was too strong for me, but the Lord delivered me because, what? He delighted in me. And we find that in Psalms 18, verses 17 through 19. So a takeaway: God not only loves his children, he takes great pleasure in us, and God delights in each one of us.